Guided by his example, we walk the righteous path. In the footsteps of the prophet with faith and steadfast. In the footsteps of the prophet with faith and steadfast.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Modern Islam, welcome back to another episode of In the Footsteps of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam, the biography, the life of the greatest of all mankind, the peace of our hearts and our minds, the most generous and kind, the last and final Prophet and Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. We must make it a regular habit of ours to send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, من صلى علي صلاة واحدة صلى الله عليه عشرة. He who recites one salat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall bestow 10 blessings upon that person. Make it a regular habit, inshallah. Regularly remember Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the greatest of all people. He is the most deserving to be remembered. Yes, we do the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the dhikr of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. We send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as we have been instructed to do so within the glorious Quran. Let's together recite salawat. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, mashallah wa azza wa jal. Today we bring to you a new episode of In the Footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Previously we spoke a little about the background of the countries surrounding Jaziratul Arab and that place in which Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam was born in, came to this world in the beautiful city of Makkah al-Mukarramah. And we also learnt one of the most famous stories in the biography of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was in fact before the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's something we always begin with, because whenever it's stated, when was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam born? And many times it's stated he was born in the year of Fil, Amul Fil. He was born in the year of Fil. Fil means elephant, al-fil, the elephant. We even have a surah of the Quran, the surah of the elephant, Surah al-Fil, which we had heard a little about in the previous episode. That was also an incident of the life of Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And today, inshallah, we shall speak a little more about Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But before that, I would like to mention the lineage of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So his name was Muhammad ibn Abdullah, the son of Abdullah, ibn Abdullah, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. His father's name was Abdullah, whose father's name was Abdul Muttalib. So Ibn Abdul Muttalib, his father's name. So it was Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the son of Abdullah, who was the son of Abdul Muttalib, who was the son of Hashim. Try to learn at least a few of these names. Muhammad, of course, we should all know. The son of Abdullah, this was the Prophet's father's name. Yes, then Abdul Muttalib, the grandfather's name. The great-grandfather Hashim, radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And it continues, Abdul Manaf, Qusay ibn Kilab, ibn Murra, ibn Ka'b, ibn Lu'ay, ibn Ghalib, ibn Fihr, ibn Malik, ibn Nadhar. But at least try to learn four, you know, Abdullah, ibn Abdul Muttalib, ibn Hashim. If you can, ibn Abdul Manaf. If you can, ibn Qusay, ibn Kilab. Another very, very important person was the great-grandfather of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Hashim, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He passed away at a very, very young age. His name wasn't actually Hashim, his name was Amr. But Hashim, he's given the name. Why? Because he would break bread for the pilgrims. And he would feed the pilgrims and he would feed the poor. He passed away very, very young. But Sayyidina Hashim, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he traveled to Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. And there he met a woman or a lady by the name of Salma. Her full name was Salma bint Amr. And they were from the Banu Adi ibn al-Najjar, is the tribe they were from. Sayyidina Hashim, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he married Salma. She was known to be quite a beautiful woman. And they also had a child. And the name of this child was Shayba. He had a white hairs passing from the top to the back of his head. And for this reason, they gave him the name Shayba. Yes, Hashim radiallahu anhu, he did not remain in Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara, but he was traveling to Syria. As we said, he would regularly travel back and forth for business. He was traveling to Greater Syria, and Ash-Sham it is known as in Arabic. Ash-Sham includes modern-day Syria, Palestine, Jordan, and Lebanon. Yes, these all constitute Greater Syria. Sayyidina Hashim radiallahu anhu, he went to Syria, at that time Palestine, and within Palestine, Gaza, may Allah Ta'ala protect the city, Al-Ghazza. This is where he went, and he passed away there too. And there was also a place built, and there's a masjid named after it up until today, which is known as the place where people would recognize that place as where Sayyidina Hashim, rahimahullah ta'ala, he traveled and he passed away there. This is Sayyidina Hashim, rahimahullah ta'ala, he passed away there, leaving behind Salma in Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. She would just do as she wished, move whenever she wished, sort of leaving behind, in a way not leaving her behind. But there was also a son he had, Shayba. And Shayba was from the Quraysh, the most noble of people. Yes, from the Quraysh. The Quraysh were the most noble of people in Makkah al-Mukarrama. So when the brothers of Hashim who had passed away in Gaza, one of the brothers' name was Muttalib. So Muttalib, when he heard that his brother has had a son, sense of pride, isn't it? Yes, they have this, oh, it's a son and it's from the Quraysh. He's going to be a leader for the future of our children. So he can't remain in Yathrib. No, he has to come to Mecca. So Muttalib then traveled to Yathrib and he spoke to Salma and he said, look, that the son now, it's been some time, it's been some years, the son has grown up now. That what he was requiring from his mother, he has attained now. So now he needs to come and play his role amongst the people of Makkah al-Mukarramah. He's a person from the Quraysh and he will be amongst the leaders of Quraysh. And Salma, after some time, she accepted and allowed her son Shayba to travel with Muttalib, the uncle of Shayba, to travel with him and return to Makkah al-Mukarramah. So when Muttalib was traveling with Shayba, the son of Hashim who passed away in Gaza. I'm saying this to make it easier for you, inshallah. Also take out a pen and paper and write this if you can, inshallah. So when they were traveling and when they came and arrived at Makkah al-Mukarramah, then the people saw them and they saw Muttalib. And then they saw there was a young child behind Muttalib. And they immediately thought this must be the slave of Muttalib. So they said, oh look, Muttalib has a slave. This is Abdul Muttalib. And this is how he became known as Abdul Muttalib. Now something to remember, a beneficial point here, is that unlike the rest of the world, where slavery was for those people who were black-skinned, black-colored, yes, those people who were black, this was not the case in Arabia. Yes, there was slavery, and of course there was much slavery throughout the entire world. But in these areas, slavery was not specific to people who were black. And Shayba Abdul Muttalib was not black. And they did consider him to be a slave because it was a new person they did not know. And he's come and just suddenly appeared and is riding along with Muttalib. So they thought he's a slave. And this is why he was given the name of Abdul Muttalib, whereas in reality, his name was Shayba. So this was a little about the life of Sayyidina Hashim. Of course, a tiny man. We don't find very much about him. But Shayba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as he grew, he was a wise man. As we know, when he came to Abraha, who's the king of Yemen himself had to sit himself down because he could not allow for such an esteemed figure to sit on the floor while he remained on his throne. So this was the person, Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib, that child known as Shayba, later famously known as Abdul Muttalib. This is the person he became, one of the leaders of Quraysh, one of the leaders of Makkatul Mukarrama. Another very, very important incident during the time of Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the digging of the well of Zamzam. Some people will be thinking, what? The digging of the well of Zamzam? Yes, but Zamzam is from the time of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. We all know the famous incident, don't we? When Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was ordered to leave Makkah al-Mukarramah and to travel towards Greater City, towards Al-Quds al-Sharif, then he left behind his beloved wife, Sayyidatuna Hajira radhiyallahu ta'ala anha, and along with her, his son, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, another prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, he had no water, and he was in dire need, he was thirsty. So Sayyidatuna Hajira radhiallahu anha, many of us have heard the story as youngsters. She traveled from Safa to Marwa, back to Safa to Marwa, 7 times, yes? 7 times she had, in search of water, in search of water. What happens, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, the dua, etc. was done. And then Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam places his heel on the ground and kicks the ground, and then water gushes forth. Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam is drinking from that water. This water became known as the water of Zamzam. Why? Because Sayyidina Hajar radhiallahu anha, she said, Zam, stop, the famous story. Yes, and then the water began to stop because there was too much. Now that well is that well which never dries up. Yes, it never dried up. It never ever dried up. No, it did not dry up. But what happened, and this is again one of the long histories of Makkah al-Mukarramah, some people known as the tribe of Jurhum, yes, they had control over Makkah al-Mukarramah. And then before they left, when they lost control, what did they do? They filled it in. They filled in the well of Zamzam, so then it was no longer recognizable. People couldn't recognize it. And so because that Zamzam well was not available, nearly every single tribe had dug their own wells. But the water was not so good. Yes, the quality of the water was not very, very good. As well as this, the wells, they would dry up. So there were so many issues with water. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave this blessing to Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radhiallahu ta'ala anhu. That is said that once Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radhiallahu ta'ala anhu, in his sleep, he had a vision where he saw something. And he was told that dig or find Tiba. I was thinking, what's Tiba? And then another time he was told, find or search for Barra. And what's Barra? And another time to find and dig for Zamzam. What's Zamzam? Yes, and there's a few different stories as to how this occurred, a few various narrations, shall I say, as to how this occurred. And he had a vision, and then another one, and then there was another one. And he was told that he could find it where the raven would be pecking at the ants in between Isaf or Asaf, possibly. Let's just go by Isaf. Isaf and Naila. Remember, previously we spoke about the idols of Makkah al-Mukarramah. And at this time, Isaf and Naila were those two idols, those two people, according to Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, who copulated within the Ka'bah al-Musharrafah itself and were turned to stone. Yes? And then these were later venerated and suddenly even worshipped. These were idols which were worshipped. And Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was told that this is the place where Zamzam is. Now try to search for Zamzam. People had never found Zamzam before. They were not aware of where Zamzam was, but they all wished to find for Zamzam. So Sayyidina Shayba or Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, along with his only son at the time, Harith was his name. He went along with Harith and then they began to dig the well of Zamzam. Now as they were digging, some of the Quraysh came and said, "What are you doing?" And he says, "I am digging the well of Zamzam." And he said, "Why are you digging this well? And why are you digging this well so close to the idol?" He says, "Because I had this vision. I was told in my dreams that this is where the well of Zamzam is." So first they tried to stop him. And they even tried to fight with him. Yes, they made life very, very difficult for Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radhiallahu anhu. "How dare you do this? Our idols are here," etc., etc. There were all of these problems. And then what happened was eventually they left him be. Eventually they thought, okay, he's just going to dig. He's not going to find nothing. And then he'll put it back together. So what happened? Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radhiallahu anhu, he began to dig. And he continued to dig and he continued to dig. And what happened? Subhanallah. He discovered water. Not any type of water though. The quality of this water was the greatest to be seen. The quality of the taste is the greatest to be tasted. No doubt it is the water of Zamzam. Yes, it is the water of Zamzam. Allahu Akbar. And he drank this water and he took and he was excited. Yes, he was excited. So this was another important incident. Why the water of Zamzam? Now we all have access to Zamzam since the time of Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. A little about Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radhiyallahu anhu is stated that he had quite a few children. In fact, one we mentioned, his eldest by the name of Harith. Then there's also Zubair. There was Abdullah and Abu Talib. These were all blood brothers. And why is this so important? Because Zubair, the uncle of Rasulullah, Abdullah, the father of Rasulullah, Abu Talib, the uncle of Rasulullah, the father of Sayyidina Ali, radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Yes, all of these were from the same mother. They were all blood brothers. And this is why Abu Talib was so close. And this is one of the reasons why it was Abu Talib who brought up Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who took care for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when his parents had passed away. Another famous uncle who also accepted Islam also narrated many ahadith and protected the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Abbas radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who had a brother by the name of Dirar. There's also another uncle from another mother, Sayyidina Hamza radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who was also the martyr of the Battle of Uhud. He is the lion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had two other brothers, Muqawwam and Hajjal. And there was also another evil individual, wretched individual, who's not the blood, the full brother of Sayyidina Abdullah, the father of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but was a half brother, same father, still from Abdul Muttalib. But sadly, he chose his own path, a path against the noble messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was sadly Abu Lahab, about whom even verses of the Quran, an entire surah of the Quran was revealed about Abu Lahab and his wife, how they are no doubt now in the fire of hell, how they were destined to be sent to the fire of hell for their actions, for their attitude against the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That was the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam who went against him. The rest, those who were the uncles who were alive when Islam was promoted and when Islam was spread and when they were invited to Islam, it was Abu Lahab who had rejected it from the uncles of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. In terms of the aunties, now it's stated there were possibly six aunties or so, and amongst the famous was Sayyidatuna Safiya radhiyallahu ta'ala anha, who also accepted Islam. This was a little we learned today about the story of Zamzam, a little about Sayyidina Hashim, Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and some of the uncles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, in the next episode of In the Footsteps of the Prophet, we shall go and hear a little about Sayyidina Abdullah, the father of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam, as well as a few more incidents of the life of Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, inshallah wa azzawajal. I hope you enjoyed it, and no doubt there's much more to explore in the biography of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Please do join us for another episode. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wasallam.
Guided by his example, we walk the righteous path. In the footsteps of the Prophet with faith and steadfast. In the footsteps of the Prophet with faith and steadfast.